And rolling on through here.
I told you I screwed up and forgot to turn on the record button, so now it's on.
We've not really said anything.
Not much at all. So, again, this is a show where this is the first show back, so we're getting the wrinkles out. Wasn't programmed in for the show, so we're just going to talk live through this. And, again, we'd like to thank all of our sponsors that I don't have a list for the current sponsors for this year, but I'm sure they're out there. Thank those who are sponsoring Powell County Sport this season.
Yeah, I agree. We couldn't do it without them. You know, again, for the full 10 months with what they pay in order to broadcast these games, again, whether it's on the radio, Facebook Live, or obviously all the home games will be NFHS, and that includes football, volleyball, and or
and soccer,
basketball. Right. Soccer as well, yeah. Yes.
So everything that is in the fall season will be NFHS. In the spring season, more than likely be Facebook Live if we are broadcasting the spring sports. But again, the number of listeners that we can get to is just amazing, especially with the internet, different ways you can listen to WSKV. So you're getting a lot of bang for your buck for the sponsorship.
You're exactly right. Again, we appreciate all the support we can get.
All right, so now we will get to our guest, our first person we'll talk to tonight, Coach Jasmine Thorpe here at Powell County High School of Volleyball. So, Jazz, welcome to the show tonight.
Thanks for having me.
And tell us a little bit about yourself as far as how many years you've been coaching now.
This is my third year as head coach. I coached 2 years as assistant before that with Ken. Finally getting my legs a little bit, it feels like.
I will say this, since you mentioned Ken's name, I'd like to give him a shout-out and send some prayers his way.
Yes.
I know he's going undergoing some health issues, so thoughts and prayers out to Coach Ken Jones. Longtime basketball and volleyball coach here at Powell County. Jasmine played for Ken.
I did.
Coached under Ken and now took over for Ken. So again, I'm sure he's listening. If he knows we're on him, I know he's listening to us tonight.
He's like family to me, so.
Well, he's like family to about everybody in here. I would think he's been a good friend for a long time, coached with him like you did. And when you get to know him, he's a whole lot different than what you just see out in public. So
he's got a lot of stories to tell.
Just a few. A
lot of history stories.
Yeah, and some you can't repeat, some you can, so it's okay. All right, so you start off here pretty soon, right?
Yeah, first game, well, we have a scrimmage in Wolf County on August the 12th, but first real game is August 15th with Menifee.
Correct.
So
you
decided to start off with a nice scrimmage, right? You're going to definitely find out where you're at.
Well, there's going to be a few teams there. But, yeah, we'll definitely see where we're standing.
So you don't play necessarily Wolf County, but you will play in Wolf County
right,
on the 12th.
Right, at Wolf County.
Okay.
And I will say this, too. Their first game is actually the first day that we're back to school.
Yes.
So it'll be that evening. So we're back on the 15th. So that evening, they'll actually be playing a volleyball game that evening.
Well, they'll be well worn out.
Yeah. It happened that way last year, too.
And how'd that go?
It went okay.
Okay. So maybe they just get through the day. They're happy to be back in school.
We're well conditioned.
Well, that's a good thing.
Well, at that point, probably somewhat tired of practicing, right?
Yeah,
and now let's play some different competition. So I'm sure that will be welcomed in many respects.
So how many young ladies do you have on the roster this season?
I have 28 this year. That's low. Usually I have 30 or 32.
Really?
So per roster, then you've got freshman, varsity, and JV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I said that order, but.
I think we have 15 freshmen, 17 on the JV roster, and 14 on the varsity roster.
Now, when does middle school play soccer?
Volleyball.
I knew I was just going to screw this up. When does middle school play their volleyball season?
Middle school plays in the spring. Well, winter, spring. They start.
So it's after your season, right?
Yeah, it's after our season.
So let me ask you this question. Can you pull up a middle school player?
I can, and I have. I've got 4 eighth graders, I think we've pulled up.
Maybe 5.
I was just thinking, it's kind of backwards. I'm not used to seeing it this way when it's backwards, the high school season going first. Theoretically, could you pull up the entire middle school team if you needed to fill out a freshman roster to get more experience than what they probably are getting?
Theoretically, yeah. I don't think there's anything –
okay.
That would stop us from doing that.
Just a thought on additional playing time.
If we are in the spot where we don't have any freshmen, and you know, that's kind of what I was thinking this year. Pulling them up is, you know, it gives the eighth graders a really good foundation to start the middle school season off with, coming off of a high school season.
Right. See, normally, like in basketball, those players already play the season. They come up, they're really ready to go, and you really get them ready for their season,
right,
as far as the winter and that goes. It's kind of, you know, kind of backwards, but it would still work.
It's growing the program no matter what, so that's the goal.
How many girls you got playing on the JV squad?
17 on the roster, right?
And on the varsity?
14. I can have 15, so I have a spot open for...
Always wise to keep one or two spots open for somebody to want to move up. Give them something to shoot
for.
Keep
it competitive.
Getting back as far as the numbers, so you kind of mentioned in the 30s, is the 30s kind of an average, and so you're down just a little bit? Or is it kind of like that 28 to 32 kind of number in that range?
Honestly, I think where we're at right now is a sweet spot.
Okay.
You can have too many. You know, sure. And you're not getting enough reps in practice. And right now at practices, the atmosphere is amazing, and the number of reps we're getting is exactly what we need. It's just a real good sweet spot right now.
Do you have to split any practices or?
Nope. No, it's a perfect number.
So when are your practices? When were you able to start, and kind of how's that go?
First official practice, July 15th. So we've been going Monday through Friday since then. And
a couple hours each time?
Yeah, we practice for 2 hours every day.
So do you have everybody, all 28 of your players there collectively at the same time?
Yep. And it just, you know, you have enough on both sides of the net to stay competitive and give everybody good reps.
See, to me, like I would think in my head, theoretically, if I had 30 kids, it'd be perfect if you had 10, 10, 10 and knew their roles. You had 10 on the varsity squad, 10 on the JV squad, 10 freshmen. But I'm just
throwing the numbers out. This year, I've thought that too. But my assistant coach, Jessica Tackett, she's amazing, and she has put together a whole practice program for the whole season. And really following that and kind of keeping the girls out of roles so they don't – their practices – practicing in all positions and getting comfortable everywhere. I think that's going to be a key to our game this year. Just getting them.
Yeah, be more athletic that way, I would think.
Yeah, we're trying to grow into athletes.
So last year you'd actually switched your style of play compared to your first year. What were you kind of at as far as the style of play going into this season?
Do you mean like our rotation or?
Well, if.
Just like how aggressive we are?
Correct. Like, I know prior, right, you would kind of set to the middle, right? Whereas this past year, not so much that regard.
We grew away from that. Yeah, we stepped it up to the next level. So I think what you're going to see this year is a whole new next level. We're really just kind of building on things like a staircase.
Okay.
We're thinking about changing some rotations up, maybe run a 6-2 instead of a 5-1. We actually just looked at it at practice today for the first time, so I'm not really sure where we're going with it yet. But we have enough options to do a lot of good things, keep people off the bench and using every ounce of talent that we have. So
that's what I was thinking. Like if you've got 14 or 15 kids, it's hard to keep 14 some kind of a rotation in a normal game that you play. I mean, really, you're probably only using 10 or 11 of those people at the most, I would think, in any given match. You would ride by them.
I mean, you run into the substitution rule, you know.
Right.
So many substitutions a game. But until you hit that, we can use them all. And, you know, maybe somebody's having a bad game and I got someone that's just at the same level that's ready to go. Or maybe it's not working and we can switch back to a 5-1 in the middle of the game. The more options you have, the better. It's kind of like a playbook in football, you know. The more options that I have, the more things I can do.
If somebody is keen on what you're doing, you can change it up and do something different, too.
And they'll be comfortable with it because they are used to changing things up. So that's kind of the goal.
So now when you mention a 5-1 or a 6-2, how can you translate that a little bit for the listeners?
So in a 5-1, you have one setter that plays all the way around, and then you always have five hitting options. In a 6-2, you have six hitting options and a setter that plays back row only. And then when she goes into the front row, a new setter will come into the back row for another player. So you have two setters, always with fresh hands.
What about?
And six hitting options. And you keep three blocking options open on the front row at all times.
Okay. What about the libero position? Is that something that would be in the mix?
Yeah. That, she's actually not here, but our libero from last year, Kylie Baker, she's a senior this year. We may switch where she plays, what position she switches out for. I think last year we ran her for middles. This year we're kind of looking at running her in the outside position. But she's definitely part of the mix because it's a free substitution, really. You know?
Right.
It's hard not to use that. I don't know if I'm loud enough. But.
So as far as your schedule, obviously you come out of the gates. As far as like coming out, you're hitting Hazard as far as a regional opponent away, and then you'll be at Estill County. So out of the gate, you're kind of testing the waters within the region and the district. How would you assess kind of that competition, you know, going into the season?
I mean, I don't really look at that when I'm making the schedule. That might be dumb of me, but we're going to play them anyway, so might as well. I tried to split them up. We don't play Estill again until September, so I'd like to see what we're working with, work on it, play again, you know.
Sometimes it just depends on what the other person schedules. It
right.
doesn't
sometimes
really.
Sure. I mean, it's just whatever hole they can fill. But strategically, the way I look at my schedule is we're going to play the games and we'll win or lose them.
Are there any new opponents on your schedule or someone that, you know, kind of that outlier that you've not necessarily played in the past? Or are these kind of some of your standard opponents?
So Hazard hasn't ever, hasn't ever, but while I've been coaching, we haven't had Hazard on the regular schedule. But we did play them in regionals last year, so we kind of picked them up from that. And Madison Southern's a new one for our schedule this year. I'm excited about. I'm looking to pick up maybe a game with Sayre somewhere, but we played them last year too. I just haven't heard back from their coach yet.
How many tournaments you got?
Three, I think, yes. One being the 2A that we all do, and then we're going to Berea, and then we have a tournament on the 23rd of September.
That's cool. Is this the first time that we've had a tournament?
No, we had one last year.
Oh, okay. All right, and now that you're not playing the Dink Scott tournament then this year, then, right?
No, we didn't go. Did we go to Dink Scott last year?
No.
No, we didn't go to Dink Scott.
Okay.
We, my first year coaching, we went to Dink Scott and had a terrible time, didn't we, Emily? So we didn't go back. Maybe one day.
I got
we like it over there. It just, we don't perform well in tournaments for some reason. It's a hard day, and,
I think that's the key because you're not necessarily always playing back to back, but you're playing several games in a day, and you're not used to that kind
that
of a schedule. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes it tough on the girls.
So they always go and try, though.
Yeah, I know our softball girls do the same thing. We don't do well in tournaments.
Tournament days. I don't know why
City
it gets
kills
us down.
You.
Yeah, it does, right? It makes for long days.
If you're not used to playing like a lot of travel in the summer, then you don't get used to that. And if you don't have a lot of players to do that, then guess what? You're not in a good situation to play in the tournament.
Exactly.
What are your thoughts on the 2A sectional, obviously, since that's kind of becoming a new thing here over the last year?
Last year, we did pretty well. We were missing Mallory because it was Miss Powell County weekend that weekend, and we were missing her and still did pretty well. So I'm hoping this year that we can at least get a...
So who do you play this year?
Go on to say. I think we'll play Mason County first, and then Greenup will be there too.
So this a home or an away game?
It'll be away. It was at Estill last year, and it's, I think it's at Greenup this year. But
so you do the whole tournament?
Don't quote me on that. No, you'll do like, it's like the sectional.
Same way, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if we make it through the sectional, we'll go somewhere else for the state.
Yeah, we actually traveled, if you remember, we did that with basketball.
Yeah, I did that.
I did that with
softball, and it really sucked that day for me.
Yeah,
I don't know about
it's a long way, especially when you're going. We went to Greenup.
We got a bye this year, softball. So.
Oh, well, there
nice.
You go. Yeah. That is
a bye
nice.
Always second round.
So let me ask you this real quick. Obviously, not only as a player, an assistant coach, now the head coach, what is it about this sport that keeps you coming back to make you want to be influential, obviously, with these young players?
Well, I've always had a soft spot for the youth. I've been involved in 4-H here forever, and I just love being a part of their lives and being able to be a positive influence. But volleyball has always been my passion. I loved it when I played. It wasn't that great, but, you know, I played, and I played a year at Berea, and I always knew that I wanted to coach, but I didn't ever know that it would work out that I could. And then just one day it did, and I don't know that they'll have to drag me out kicking and screaming. So
it's coaching's fun until it's not. It's just kind of one of those deals where
I thought it was day by day. Sometimes it's one day it's fun, one day it ain't.
Well, it's not always fun, and it pays so well, you know.
Oh yeah.
Tongue in cheek.
Yeah, I wasn't being.
Should be more.
Listen, it's rewarding.
It is. I don't think we all do it for the money. I think we do it for the kids, and but it helps be rewarding.
We wouldn't be here.
Wouldn't be here. This place. You're right. All right, we got a senior with us, right?
Yep.
So who are? Before we get to this senior. Who are your seniors that you have on the roster?
The seniors we have this year are Emily Lawson. She's our sitter. Kylie Baker, our libero. And Maddie Miller. She played JV last year. She's improved a lot over the offseason and is ready to take on a role on varsity. Before I go, I do want to invite everybody out on August 11th at 6 o'clock at the high school. We're going to have a spike night, kind of like red-white night for basketball, but for the volleyball team. So come out and support us. We're going to have an alumni game after we introduce the girls. It should be a good time.
So are the alumni having to pay to play?
They're just paying admission to come in. Admission to get in. Right. We just want to have fun and celebrate volleyball.
Who else is on your team? What about your juniors then?
I don't think she's got a roster with her, does she?
Yeah, she does.
She does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
On the varsity team. I have the varsity roster.
As of now, anyway,
in front
right?
of me, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right now, the varsity roster.
Juniors I have right now are Gracie Brannon, who has really come a long way in the offseason. You're going to be excited to watch her play. Kaylin Jones, my JV setter from last year. She's going to be the second setter in that 6-2 rotation if we end up doing it. Josie McClure, come back off of an injury, ready to go. Carly Watkins and Maya Wickline, both stellar players. I mean, I just got people with a lot of heart this year, and I'm excited for it. And then the rest of my roster, sophomores, got Mackenzie Flincham, who played last year on varsity. Kylie Howard, just another DS, that's amazing. Another option for libero if we need it. Haley Neal, who's here with us, she's actually a varsity captain this year as well. Gracie Pelfrey, who got some playing time in regional tournament last year on varsity. Zoe Robinson. Another big that didn't get playing time on varsity last year, but has really improved over the off season. And we have an eighth grader on our roster that her name's Raylan Turner, and she is just a naturally talented volleyball player, athlete. Period. I think she could do anything that she tried.
Eighth grader, you say? Maybe to get her playing some softball too. Then
hey,
you know,
never know.
We're short numbers.
So as far as expectations this season, what are you looking at?
Like I tell the girls, my expectations are always give me 110%. If we win, we win. You know, obviously I want to win a regional title. Who doesn't? We've been chasing it for years, and I want it to come. And I think it will soon. I'm hoping on this year if we can keep our attitudes where they're at and our egos in check. I definitely think that we have a good shot.
As far as practices, what is the mindset and mentality of your players?
At practice, the atmosphere is just so positive. It's just a completely different world than it was last year. Not that last year was negative per se. It just feels so different. Everybody's just communicating well and working together as a team to reach goals instead of being all about me. It's all about us. If we can keep that rolling, I don't think anybody stands in our way.
As outsiders looking in, we've talked about this countless times. To us, it seems that when your teams do communicate well on the floor, they have so much more success. And when they are not communicating, things kind of falter. So again, I appreciate the fact that your team is already kind of getting dialed into that communication aspect. Because, again, to us as outsiders looking in, that's such a huge factor for them, and success seems to follow when they do communicate well.
You know, it's a team sport.
And I think, too, when I watch them play, it's more when they're having fun.
Yeah.
It's clicking.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I'm not saying you're having fun when you're losing.
Well, no.
But it's a game. Mm-hmm. Have as much fun as you can out there, because if you're relaxed and you're doing what you're supposed, you know what you're supposed to be doing,
yep,
the game is so much easier. I mean, it just takes so much pressure off of you when you are enjoying yourself and you're having fun.
Yeah, we've really worked hard this year to limit the pressure that we put on them, because we know they put an extraordinary amount of pressure on themselves.
Well, this is probably one of the youngest teams that you've had in a while, right?
Yeah, we graduated 7 last year, and I have 3 seniors, and the rest of them are babies.
There's 17 on the total team that's 15 or younger.
Yeah.
Or maybe 20 that are 15 or younger.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If you could get that group, if you get negative with them, then they kind of just kind of go into a shell. And then if you could just stay positive and have fun, man, I tell you what, the game is so much easier. I always tell my kids, it's like, I'll take all the losses, you get the wins. It's just, let's have fun. You'll take the pressure off yourself if you can. You know, it's just, if I don't get you ready, it's my fault.
Right.
I mean, that's just, that's the coach's, that's a way of just taking some of the pressure off the kids if you can. Whatever way you can, especially when you're young.
Yep.
And that's, I think you coach differently when you're young.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, more expectations.
I have changed so much as a coach over the last
right?
3 years. I credit her a lot, Jessie. She's changed my perspective on things a lot. Just knowing when they need me to be harsh and when they need me to be soft. And a lot of the times they don't need me at all. They just really just need me to look at them and be like, yes or no.
But if they're ready to play, guess what? That is all they need.
Yeah.
If they're practices where that all takes place. You know, when you watch a game, and I always love to watch Mike Krzyzewski coach or some of those guys. You see him sitting there doing nothing. Was Lakers coach, Bulls, for a long time in basketball. What's his name? Coach Michael Jordan, and then went to the Lakers. Who am I talking? What's his name?
Yeah, I can see him. I can't.
Phil something.
It is Phil something.
It's Phil.
You're exactly right.
But anyway, Jackson.
There you go, Phil
He
Jackson.
Sat there and like, he never said a word. His players just went and played. It's like, why is he such a great coach? Because he's not say anything, not do anything. It was taken care of before they got in the gym. I mean, that's just, if you're coaching well enough, you don't have to do much.
I think we've said that a few times this year. Like, if we're doing our jobs right, we shouldn't have to tell you anything.
Exactly right. But they know how to play at this point.
We have really stepped back and let them start making their own decisions on the floor and trying to solve their own problems. And, you know, that's where our captains come in. And we chose captains that can lead on the floor, off the floor, and with experience. And I think we really have it figured out this year if we can just hold it steady.
But never stop learning as a coach, though. I always got to keep learning.
I learn something every day.
Part of it.
Anything else you want to say? Any, shout outs or, you know, any kind of...
Any fundraisers going on? Anything going to happen
or
anything?
We're
going
to be at the Corn Festival soon.
This
but
weekend.
Everybody's going to be at the Corn Festival. But we do have a golf scramble on September the 9th. So if anyone wants to sponsor a hole for the golf scramble, we'll gladly get you a sticker up there. And September the 9th at Beach Fork. So anytime before then, if you want to get up with us, we can... take your sponsorship.
All right. So that's a Jasmine Thorpe. We'll get who. Where are you going to go next? Jesse or one of the players?
Let's go with our senior.
All right, Emily. It's up to you. We have a young, inexperienced player with a microphone since we had so many seniors last year.
Right.
This one didn't get to talk a lot with that group.
That's true. You're exactly right. All right. Tell everybody your name.
I'm Emily Lawson.
Okay, Emily Lawson, and one of the senior players. How long have you actually been playing volleyball?
I've been playing for 6 years. This will be my 7th.
Okay, and what is it about volleyball that kind of intrigued you to keep coming out year in and year out?
I like being with the players and always having a family with me and stuff like that.
Do you play any other sports?
I haven't my high school career, but I'm playing basketball this year for
okay.
the first time.
Oh, good.
Well, I played in middle school, but not high school.
Okay. So as far as volleyball, do you have a favorite, place on the court as far as, setting on the front line? Do you like being a setter? Do you like, position player? Do you like coming in and helping somebody else, or do you like being on that front line?
I like being on that front line.
Okay. And what is it about being on that front line that kind of intrigues you?
That's just where I think that I play best at, and I've been there for a while, so.
Okay.
So do you have you established your favorite person to go to this year as far as a hitter?
I don't think I have yet, because there's a bunch of options, really good options.
That's a good thing to have options.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite type of set that you use?
I like setting outside the best, I think.
Okay. Do you ever try a trick up with a back set? You got that in your repertoire? All right, I'll just check it.
Never can tell, right?
No, I mean, it's just got to have a possibility of a back set, right? Either a short set, long set, whichever one you want.
Yeah.
So at this point, are you ready to play against other competition? Not that you're tired of practice necessarily, because obviously you're prepping for that, but are you ready to kind of start having other competition as far as actual other teams?
Yeah, I think we're ready. I think we've been practicing a lot, really off-season and stuff like that.
As far as conditioning, what kind of conditioning do you all do, whether it's in season or even out of season? Do you run, anything along that line in order to kind of keep yourself prepared?
We condition for like 30 minutes at the end of every practice, and also we went to camp. That helped a lot, the Moorhead camp. We had quite a bit go there this year.
So what was that experience like?
It was just really, I think it helped a lot playing with a bunch of other people that we haven't played with, and they were also really good. So
was it a day, a week? Did you stay on campus? What was that experience?
We stayed two nights, but I think we played like 3 days.
Okay.
And it was like all day.
So other teams within the region, kind of, like East, kind of Eastern Kentucky, the Moorhead, Rowan County, just a variety of different teams.
Yeah, it was really just a variety. I know Estill was there.
Okay. So are most of those traveling teams, or were they actually high school teams? Any idea, as far as like...
I think they were high school teams,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just came in part of that.
Yeah, either team... A lot of teams go to camps, and then individuals can go to camps as well, but... Most of those are team camps, I would think, like that. But you can have individuals as well, just that want to go to a camp. Camp experience is kind of different. It's you're there, you're playing all day. I know I went to a baseball camp at Moorhead, and it was kind of weird. You're playing baseball all day, then if it rains, at that time we had to come inside and figure out something else to do. So luckily they're playing volleyball, and they stay inside all the time. But, it's the camp experience is kind of neat because you get to kind of know your teammates. When you're not playing, you could sit down and have some time with them and maybe learn your team, bond a little bit in the camp setting. So, but again, you're getting things with a different voice. Does that help at all when you have another coach that's teaching you a different skill set and they're teaching it differently? Does that ever take place in the camp, or is it just your coaches?
No, it does. It happens. I do think it helps because they've coached a lot of other people and they are really experienced too, so...
So do you have setting is your favorite position? You also serve the ball really well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that from last year? I know that from last year. I thought you were one of the surprised, one of the better players on the team last year. You took a lot of load on how's it going to be this year without some of those seniors around you? Is it different? How's it going to be played?
It feels a lot different without them, yes, but it's a big change for us, but we've done really good practicing and stuff.
Is this going to be a more positive team, you think, going forward?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely more positive.
So, obviously, your coach kind of alluded to this. How would you describe your all's chemistry at this point as far as the practices and things that are going on?
It's definitely, I think it's a lot better than last year because we're always so happy, and I feel like everyone wants to be there this year, like, really. And, yeah, we're always just laughing and having a good time.
So as far as you being one of the seniors, how is your relationship with even some of the younger players, whether it's freshmen, eighth graders, that have kind of been called up? Do you consider yourself a leader in that regard, kind of even a quiet leader, and you just let your work ethic kind of speak for itself?
Yeah, definitely.
So you're not going to tell everybody what to do. You're just going to lead by example. Try to do what I do, right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this question real quick. I know last year, were you one of the ones that was kept working out all the time for this
off-season
lady over here, off-season
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, last year I did a lot. This year I worked a lot, so I didn't really do that much working out off-season, but last year, yeah.
I know with Jessie, I've seen her workouts because we're practicing softball usually in the spring when y'all doing some out-of-season stuff, and I'm thinking, if our girls were working that hard, I'm telling you, these girls, the ones that stay for conditioning, I can see why they're going to get better, because they did some things. I'm thinking, wow, this is intense. Yeah. So I know that's what you're talking about a little bit too with Jessie, is she puts them through a little bit of a workout.
Yeah,
that's
definitely
a good thing. Yeah, I get to witness it all the time, so it's kind of a fun thing to do. Are those kinds of things something that your team likes to do now with the conditioning?
I think some do, some don't. I think it's just half and half. Because some are really dedicated, yeah.
I hated to work hard. But I mean, but it pays off in the results.
Yeah.
It doesn't just pay off in whatever, but when you look better, you feel better, you hopefully play better.
Definitely after, yeah. It makes you feel a lot better
yeah.
when you leave.
If you get started, that's the thing. Getting started and getting over that first couple of weeks, then it gets easier.
Well, at that point, you have more of an expectation when you actually get into the games, right? If you've prepped and you've worked hard in practice, you're going to prepare yourself better for in-game situations.
I think that's where our kids at the high school are missing out, is the prep time that you need prior to a season to start. We're not getting enough of that in any of our sports, I don't think. Like in football, if you don't go through the weights, then you're not getting anything accomplished. I think it's every sport now needs to go through all that, and I just don't think we're getting enough of it to be successful.
I'll use this as an example real quick too, and we've noticed this as well. Let's say, for instance, while you all are warming up, like sometimes you can see, let's say serving, you know, some people are actually concentrating on their serve and some people are just getting up there, I'm just going to hit it, as opposed to going through a real end game with your mindset and your, you know, the release of the ball and then the hit, trying to get it over the net. It seems at times when, not that you can't have fun, but yet when you don't have that mindset that, okay, I'm going to actually get up here and practice my serve as if I'm in a game, that as opposed to, again, just getting up there and just kind of hitting it, going through it, and, you know, then you get into the game. Now you're hitting it in the net. It's like, oh, well, actually, I didn't necessarily concentrate while I was warming up, right? So do you think that even plays a factor as far as, like, your prep, whether it's in practice or even setting up yourself for, you know, warm-ups before a game?
Yeah, I definitely think in practice it's better to act like you're in a game and work like you're in a game and just try your best. Give it 100%.
Games become much easier once you practice like it's a game.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes. Yes, you're exactly right.
Yeah, everything's game speed.
Is there any teams on the schedule or anything, any particular opponents that you're looking forward to, or, you know, kind of have it circled or something, you know, thinking, I can't wait to play, you know, this particular team?
Wolf County.
Wolf County,
Wolf
okay.
Because I just always feel like it's a really big competition for us. Like, I don't know.
In the last couple of years, Wolf County, to me, has kind of been the team to beat in the region.
Yeah.
However, they get their players, they get them, but that's for a different show. If they produce the type of team that they have been producing at Wolf County, that just should be your goal. If you want to win a regional tournament, it's got to go through Wolf County right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously the competition, beating someone who's not only a border rival, right, but obviously they've kind of had the number within the region, and obviously you want to knock them off and show something to prove, right?
Yeah.
Any other team besides Wolf County?
Not really that I have in my mind. No.
Okay.
So is it the rivalry in the district? Now, you still got Owsley Lee and Estill. Do you have a favorite on which one to play to get the victory over between Powell, Estill, and Lee? Or Lee, Owsley, and
Estill.
Estill, yeah. What was I talking about?
Not really. No, okay. I don't really have one in particular.
You just want to win, right?
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah. Because some people, obviously, you know, no matter what the sport is, like, okay, they want to beat, exactly, they want to beat Estill. You know, yeah. We circle in Estill because we're going to beat them, again, no matter if it's baseball, softball, basketball, whatever
it might be. Or soccer even, right?
Exactly, and or even soccer.
I think they just want
Going for number six.
Right. Any shout-outs to anybody?
My mom. She always comes to every game. She tries to be everywhere, and she's always there for me. And she's my number one supporter.
That's always cool.
Yep, that is.
Are you ready to start school back?
Yeah, I am.
Senior season.
I don't want to be a senior.
So it's your last first day of school coming up here in a couple of weeks. How's that feel?
Scary.
Well, since you put it that way.
Yeah. Just a joke.
Exactly. But enjoy it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, realizing it is your senior year.
Don't take it for granted.
Exactly. Go out and have fun and, again, commit and dedicate yourself as you already have over the past 6-7 years, you know, towards volleyball and the sport that you love and make things happen and go out and get those titles.
And just keep being you. Being you.
Yeah.
Just keep being who you are. And we enjoyed watching you play last year. I'm sure we'll enjoy watching you play this year.
Thank you.
Just keep that same spirit you had.
Yeah, you're exactly right. All right, let's switch then.
Where are we going next? The other?
Yes, we'll go to our other player here.
This is a sophomore, right?
That's correct, yes.
JV captain and another varsity player.
No, varsity captain.
Varsity, okay. I missed that a while ago.
All right, who do we have? Tell everybody who you are.
I'm Haley Neal.
Haley Neal, and what grade are you in?
I'm going to be a sophomore.
Going to be a sophomore, and how long have you been playing volleyball at this point?
This will be my fourth year.
Okay, and what is it about volleyball that kind of you keep coming back and continue to play?
Well, volleyball has always been like an escape for me, and every time I'm on the court, I never think about anything else. And so it's just always nice to play with the people and like just have a good time.
What are your expectations on the season?
Well, I always expect to win districts and hopefully to win regions. It's been a big goal of mine ever since I started to play for high school, and just to beat Wolf County, honestly.
Again,
if that's who's on top, that's where you got to go through to get there. I mean, it's just the way it is.
I will say this. You said to hopefully win region. I learned this from a professional baseball player years ago, played for the San Francisco Giants. He said, I always wanted to get to the World Series. But he said, but my dream was never in my mind to win the World Series. So he got to the World Series, but then after they lost, he was like, oh.
Wrong dream.
What? Wrong dream, exactly. So make your dream not only to just hopefully get to the region, to get to the region and win the region, collectively as the team for that matter. Even state, you know what I'm saying? I mean, don't sell yourself short and think you have just as much chance as any other team that's out there, and we're going to be the ones that are going to do it.
Well, right now there's about 140-some teams out there thinking they're going to win, right? That's everybody's goal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, therefore, you might as well change that. Again, change that.
We'll win state.
Perfect. Why not? Right? Why not? Somebody has to. Why not the Powell County Lady Pirates volleyball team?
Yeah.
So, position-wise, where do you play?
I play front middle.
And that front middle consists of, describe to me what front middle does.
They do a lot of blocking, so a bunch of jumping all the time, and then hitting, too.
So, are you one of our good hitters as well?
I like to think I am.
No, see, you're supposed to say, yes, I am.
I totally am.
Yes, yes, you are. Exactly. That you are.
And your blocking skills, are they up there too with your hitting skills?
Yes. I think I jump pretty high. I know I jump pretty high. Actually.
There you go. There you go.
So how tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
Has the basketball team tried to get you to come out for them? Or do you play?
I played basketball, but it's just not the same. I like the environment of volleyball so much better, and I'd much rather play volleyball.
Listen, I got to play some intramural volleyball at Eastern, and volleyball is one of my favorite sports I ever played. It's you know your role, whether you're a setter, a passer, back row receiver, server, whatever your role is, you have a role on the team, and you do what you can. But volleyball is just fun. I just think it's not easy. By the way, people think it's easy to go out there and receive these serves. These kids that serve down, and it moves. It's hard to return a serve. And these girls make it look easy. So just want to let you guys know it's not that easy as they make it look.
And even for our listeners, please come out and watch these games live. It's one thing to watch it on the NFHS app, and we appreciate that, and or even listening to us. But there's nothing like coming out and watching you all play live. It's a lot more intense. You feel the energy, you feel the vibe. Again, whether it's the serve, the blocks, the spikes, you know what I'm saying, the kill shots, whatever it is. I mean, there's so much action that goes on within a volleyball game. It's probably one of my favorites to watch as well.
It's an easy game to watch. It really is, especially with the rally scoring the way it is now. Years ago when it had to serve to score, those were hard to watch. But, I'm old, right? I'm old. But that's back in, 20 years ago we did that?
It was before I was playing. So,
and you're old now, right?
Years. Yeah, I am old.
Can't do that.
And, picking on Jesse back here.
But it is exciting.
Yeah,
again,
so
it's exciting.
Who's your other hitters on the front row? Who are the big hitters this year?
I'm normally up there with Josie McClure and Gracie Pelfrey.
Oh, you're the three big hitters, right?
The wall.
Look out.
Yeah.
That I like that. The wall. You're exact, because all of y'all are probably about 5'10", right?
Yeah.
In that range. Yes.
Really high.
Nice job, coach. It's glad to know you've got. I like the wall.
Yeah.
Because I can see that with all three of you all, and all three of you all are very consistent in your play, and I can see you all dominating that front line.
So will you all three wind up in the front row together, you think?
When we've been practicing, we do end up in the same a lot of times, but Kenzie Funcham is the other middle, and so when she goes in the front row, she'd also be playing with them, but she's also really tall. So.
I was going to say, yes, you know the tall one, right?
Yeah.
Dang. We finally got some height.
There you go. Yes. Much needed at that.
Yeah.
So do you play any other sports? I don't know if we even asked you that. Do you play any other sports?
No.
Okay, just volleyball. I know you had alluded to basketball, but, you know, still wasn't sure as far as that. As far as the schedule, besides Wolf County, anybody else? You know, it's kind of that you've kind of thought about, or even any of the tournaments? Are you looking forward to any of the, you know, the tournaments specifically?
The tournaments are definitely really hard on us, I think, but I think when we get through them, it's definitely rewarding, especially when we win, like, against hard teams or we play the best that we can. But honestly, Wolf County's been my main goal ever since I played last year.
I'll say something about tournaments, too, though. If you take the right team to a tournament, if you've got a bunch of friends that are close and tight, not a lot of negativity in the group, tournaments become easy. It just sometimes it depends on who's on your roster that can get along with each other, spend each other 8 hours in a day to go play 4 or 5 games different times. It's just hard to do to get that bunch to have fun together. When you're off the floor, you don't even talk about volleyball. You're talking just your friends about whatever, you know, just kind of relax a little while and before you play your next game. So do you like listening to music when you're at a game, or do you like to, what gets you pumped up?
Oh, definitely music. When I'm on the bus, I'll always have my earbuds in. No one can talk to me during that time.
Focus time.
Focus time, yep.
So as far as you being a sophomore to be, coming in, being named one of the captains, what's that like for you?
I'm definitely in shock because I did not expect that to happen, but I'm, you know, very honored, and I love the team, and I want to do the best I can when I'm on the court and off of it, and just to cheer people on, because that's what I've always tried to do when I'm on the court, because I know people get down on themselves a lot.
So would you consider yourself a vocal leader?
Definitely on the court.
Okay.
To my teammates, I think I'm a big vocal leader.
So in practice, how would you all even describe your communication thus far? You think it's really good, or still some improvement?
Really good. There's always room for improvement. But from last year to this year, it's been a crazy difference, and I think that we've been communicating so much more.
What about off the court? A lot of the girls still kind of hang out at times, you know, together and, you know, kind of have that off the court bonding.
Yeah, and we've been doing team bonding now this year, which has been really fun. We went swimming yesterday and had a little sleepover with s'mores and everything. And so when we came in today, it was just a really fun environment. And you could see that everyone was just happy and really wanted to be there.
See, if you can survive those events and still make it out, getting along, you're doing fine.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah, you
totally agreed.
Half the battle is getting along with that many people, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Any shout-outs to anybody?
My parents, they always make it to, like, every single game. They won't miss one. And also to my siblings, because they try to make it to everything they can.
It's always good to have a supportive group.
Yes, you're exactly right.
All right, Jesse, can you make it in over here?
I think so.
Look, they're all getting to babysit. And Emily, right. Emily won. Emily beat Jazz out. All right, Jesse, tell us about yourself. This is Jesse Taggart, assistant coach.
Yes, sir.
So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm originally from Eastern Kentucky, so I'm not farther east than here in Johnson County. I'm not from here. Don't hate me too much. I've been a little bit around everywhere. I played out in Colorado for a little bit, and then I went to school in Ohio. And I've been here for about 5 years now. I've coached on and off for about 10 years, which is insane to me because I'm not old, but I feel old, and that makes me feel older.
Yes, you didn't play the other kind of scoring.
I didn't. So that means that means he's even older, folks.
Yeah, I'm really old. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I love it here. I don't ever want to leave. I work at the high school. I really love my job. I really feel like God put me here with the people that I needed the most and where he felt that I needed to be the most for others. So my volleyball career has not been much. I've had a lot of learning, but being here and being with Jazz, it's just been a totally different atmosphere, and I really love being a part of this team and this program, and I'm so thankful that they give me the opportunity to come in and do what I love to do.
I get to see Jesse a different light as a sub, or I don't guess I ever taught when I was actually active teaching. But as a coach, I see her. This lady is very energetic. She kind of runs the conditioning program off season. So what do you get out of the conditioning program? I mean, what do you think that the girls get out of that for the future? How do you think it helps them as far as compete today?
Well, it's an atmosphere where, one, they get to build their athleticism. So one of our biggest focuses is increasing their vertical. Because we do have some height, but all of our players need to learn how to jump. And at the high school level, we usually underteach that. We don't really focus on that a lot. I do have a small background in strength and conditioning. I did get a certification at one time. It's not major. But I did get to have the opportunity to work with a former UK strength and conditioning coach for the football program. And I learned a lot from him. And so when the girls come in, it gives them an opportunity to still be around their teammates and to still be able to build connections and to start focusing on how to really train yourself to be an athlete. I do feel like sports in Eastern Kentucky are still just about the game, and we're not at the same level as, say, other areas of the country. And so being able to show them that, hey, there is another next step and you have the potential, but you also need to put in work outside of practice time. And so just giving the girls that want to be there, like Haley and Emily, the opportunity to do that, I'll do that for them every single day.
Yeah, I think what is it, you have to spend, what, 3 or 4 times the amount of practice time that you spend outside the game working on the game to get better as far as an individual?
Did you hear that, girls?
It's 8 to 10 hours a day, I'm serious, is what you're supposed to spend on if you want to be that next level of athlete.
Yeah.
It's not 2 hours per day. It's 8 to 10 hours per day.
Yeah, and that's definitely something that we really focus on teaching them. We've been working a lot on our mindset. I bought a book. I might be the only one that read it, but we've got the book out there for them. I bought another book for Coach, which I know she didn't read. but I'm really one of those people that I encourage and focus on self-growth all the time. And so just learning about your mindset and any way that you can improve day in and day out, we're going to try to focus on that.
I've watched your kids' condition when we're practicing. I'm thinking maybe we should be doing what they're doing instead of doing what we're doing, because it's pretty intense.
Well, yeah, it's really structured, so it has intentions, and that's something that I've tried to cross over into season this year. Jazz, I love her to death. She is the head. She does all the big stuff, but she lets me work out what I do best, which is skill work. And so she really let me focus on practice and just being intentional with what are we doing and how are we doing it? And that's what we do in our conditioning as well. In fact, every girl that came consistently increased their vertical by 4 inches.
And see, that's a lot.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's a lot. And again, if the kid starts seeing that result and then that kid passes this kid in the season, then they see, okay, maybe I need to get back out and work next year.
Yeah, and coaches, we've talked about that to multiple girls about how, you know, off season now is not just a time to be off. Yeah. That, you know, we're even looking at a year-round program where there's, you're not having to go 100% all the time, but there's a different season in life and there's a different seasons to volleyball. But, you know, we have our in season now. Well, in the off season, we're going to be doing training. We're going to be doing positionals. You know, I think a lot of our girls could go on and play club this year and be successful at that. And then the off season of going to camp and having scrimmages, the girls that took that opportunity and showed up consistently, we've seen tremendous growth in them.
Yeah. And you will, but that's getting to the next level. That's when you start becoming a program, not just a team.
Yes.
That's just, it just, there's a little difference there. And I know my wife has to be all the time because I don't do enough. I'm kind of old school where when I first started in coaching, we had limitation of seasons when all you could do was just your season. Our season was February 15th through the end. You couldn't touch a ball. You can't touch. Now, the only time you're restricted is 2 weeks, and that's dead period. That's the only time you're restricted to not do anything as far as other sports are concerned. It's a fine line to me on how much you do, but if you want to be as good as you can be at your sport, if you're not doing that, you're not keeping up with others.
Well, the level of play in volleyball in the last 15 years alone has just risen, you know, dramatically. You know, when I was playing, you know, I wasn't out of the realm of a tall player. Now there's DSs that are my height, and I'm 5'11". You know, just the love for the sport, the awareness of the sport. You know, you've got girls that are playing in beach now, that just the level of this game has risen so much over the last 15 years. We can't keep doing what we were doing 15 years ago if we're going to be successful.
Now, this isn't just your club volleyball team that you or your church league team. I'm not knocking anybody that plays. This is not recreational volleyball. This is competitive volleyball.
Yes.
That's what we're shooting for.
Yeah, this would be the same as travel softball.
Yes.
You know, that's one of the areas that I played in when I was in college or in high school. It's an opportunity for coaches to see players that want to play in college. You know, and to me, like, the recruiting aspect of social media and things like that is just astronomical for our girls as well. So it's just the sky's the limit now for this sport. I think I looked it up once. I think volleyball is actually the number one sport for female athletes.
Now, I got a question for you. Now, since you said that, talk is next couple of years you're going to have men's volleyball as well.
I heard that. I heard the rumor on the street.
Yeah, I think that'll be your next sport.
Yep.
Yeah, that's 24, 25.
I think we will add, I think, probably in the next year or so.
I know the kids are always asking for it.
Yeah. Now, the boys are going to get a wake-up call real quick on how hard this game is.
Absolutely.
Once they start, it's everybody's like, well, see, it's not that easy. And you got boys that just play volleyball to play, and it's like you're not even playing right. You're not even playing the correct way. So
there's a big difference between gym volleyball
yes, there is.
And competitive volleyball.
Yes.
Well, it's a lot more technical, and I don't think people realize the technical aspects of that. There's a rhyme and a reason to the somewhat what it looks like madness, right? Because obviously you have your setters in your front, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you're strategically passing the ball, you know what I'm saying, in order to make the best possible shot that you can.
Yeah, it drives me nuts watching a game kind of think I understand some rules sometimes when I'll see an obvious call that's a call and I'm thinking, why are these guys letting it go by?
There's, you know, still a lot of things that I think the refs in this area, and I'm not hating, we love you, we thank you, we cannot do it without you, but there's still some things that we're not very aware of in this region. One of the things that it's one of my pet peeves is the back row attack, and our girls do it a lot too, but you know, if you're in the back row, you cannot
jump,
at all in front of the 10-foot line. you can jump behind it and then land in front of it. But there's a lot of times where setters will take the ball over, and if they're jumping just a little bit, that's an illegal back row attack. And I've not seen it called yet, so I'd love to see it called. I want our players to be called on those things, because the only way that we're going to get better in this area is if we start really focusing on making those calls, because we're going to, if we keep letting it go, there's no reason to get better. If we keep letting lifts be our sets, there's no reason to get better.
Yeah. We had, what was it last year? We had, what a player called with set, with illegal sets several times. It was like only one official ever called it on that one player. And it was like, they looked for it from her.
Right.
And it really kind of got on my nerves.
Yeah.
I saw, watched the other team. I'm thinking, that's definitely a lift. You're not calling anything. I'm thinking this game is, I'm not saying it's easy to call, but it's, there are some unique factors about how you call a game that, I think that, and I think it's like this. Most of these guys that are calling, and a lot of them are guys, have never played volleyball. They have no clue about how to play the game.
There can be a lot of bias in the sport, yeah, you know, and that's that's something that you may not have in other sports.
I think you do, but it's just, to me, volleyball's not a slow game, but it's slow enough we should get more calls right than wrong.
Yes. No.
If that makes any sense.
But it does.
But they're learning, too. They're still trying to get, I think the officials are still learning volleyball as we go. The better you get, harder is make those calls, because you should be good enough not to do those things, right?
At the end of the day, we're all people, and we're all learning. And, you know, I think at this stage of my career, this is the best coaching that I've been doing. So I am so sorry to anybody that I coached in the last 10 years, because if I knew what I knew today, 10 years ago, I'd be a far better coach. And always growing together.
If first-year coaches were that good, they'd be... You know what I'm saying?
We'd be someplace else.
Yeah, you would right, be just here. But, again, you've got you'll be at the Corn Festival set up. What are y'all doing at the Corn Festival? Are y'all selling?
Bake sales? Dippin' Dots. We're selling Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots. Okay. So seek out the volleyball team for your Dippin' Dots. And then you got a
golf scramble.
Golf scramble on September the 9th.
At Beach Fork.
You want to sponsor that at Beach Fork. Anything else we're missing? Before we have to say... Good night.
The first game is August the 15th.
About Spike Night. We got Spike Night.
On the 11th.
The 11th. Yeah. What night is that on?
Friday. 6 o'clock.
So next Friday night, Spike Night.
Yeah.
You'll be playing just one group? Ethan will be there. Okay. So I'm sure he's publicized it a little bit on the radio as well. So look forward to all the events coming up. So we are a week away from getting ready to open up with all the other sports. I'm sure golf may have already opened. Normally, they're the first ones that open up after golf. It's here we go with everybody else. Volleyball, football, I think, opens up in a couple of weeks. Soccer probably in the next week as well, I would think. So, fall's getting ready to get rolling, right?
Yes, you're exactly right. And again, I'd like to thank the head coach, Jasmine Thorpe, assistant coach, Jessica Tackett, and then our two players, Emily Lawson, the senior that was here, and then our sophomore, Haley Neal, again, both captains on the varsity team, and appreciate their time, and their parents actually bringing them here as well.
Yeah, and Haley's going to give interview lessons after the show, because for her first interview, she was fantastic.
And her attitude, because now she's realizing that she is even positive. Above where she was in her own mind, yes.
But
pass
right
that
now.
On as the captain, right? As one of the captains, pass that on. We're shooting for the state title.
Got to be positive out there. Thanks
appreciate
for listening
it.
To PCSN Live with Dave and Kent. See you next week here on WSKV 104.9 FM.